Just continuing from day before yesterday, events transpiring in Japan and how we as Vaishnavas see that. First it started with the earthquake and the tsunami, and I heard that there was even the earthquake set off a volcano in the south of Japan, and then on top of that the second atomic reactor exploded, not nuclear explosion, but it's a steam explosion, but the danger is that it also releases radioactive material in the air. And just like that, material nature is able to turn the third most wealthy country on its head. Electricity is now being on a load-sharing basis. They're shut down the metro today because they don't have enough electricity to run it, and they have to share out electricity like you see sometimes in India when electricity cuts off for a little while because there's more demand than there is supply. And when he's talking about the demoniac and divine natures, Krishna points out that the demoniac people make so many plans to destroy the world. And nuclear reactors and so on, which, of course, on one aspect of it, the nuclear reaction is the nuclear bomb, which is really meant to destroy the world, people destroying each other multiple times over and over again. The nuclear stockpile in the world, there's enough to kill everyone over 15 times or something like that. But aside from that, this idea that, oh yes, and we'll harness nuclear fission, nuclear fusion, and we'll get very cheap electricity. But how cheap is it? What price do you have to pay? Not far away here, we had Chernobyl. In America, they had that 3 Mile Island sometime back in, I don't know, 90s or late 80s, early 90s. That stopped the construction of atomic energy plants in the States. So looking for some kind of material solution to a material problem, we need more power in order to supply all of our needs for our opulent lifestyle, but at what cost? That solution, here's a good solution, here's an inexpensive solution, turns out to be a source of great problem. It can turn out to be a source of extraordinary problem if it really starts to become a spreading radioactive phenomenon in a small country such as Japan, where the population is so tightly knit. So it's not possible for people to continue on in this way. They need to actually accept the fact that unless we modify our lifestyle and are willing to live in a simpler way, ultimately material nature, Krishna through material nature, will take away our wealth. All of a sudden, one day, our houses, our cars, our country, our bodies may all of a sudden just be gone. Because the solutions that we're making to live a life of opulence and wealth, which is only possible for a certain percentage of the people of this world, say about 20% at the most, and it's not possible for everyone else, has become such a problem. It in itself is a problem. And of course, it's not the solution necessarily that's the problem. It's become the problem, but the problem is actually the lust and the greed in our heart and our lack of willingness in order to modify our lifestyle and live a simpler lifestyle, which does not require all of these things, a lifestyle that everyone in the world can live at, and a lifestyle where the concentration is on Krishna consciousness rather than the concentration is on sense gratification, which, as Krishna points out, is never satisfied and therefore keeps burning and wants more fuel to be fed to it, and just increases and increases and increases, and but the supply is limited, even though the demand may be unlimited. So it's something that we need to also apply in our lives. How is it that we're actually restricting and in fact decreasing the needs of our life rather than also increasing it, and thereby we're also party to the exploitation that the wealthier part of the world is performing, and then subject to the reactions that come along with that. So we've seen over the last month, first it's in well, it was in Chile, earlier than that, it was in New Zealand, and now here, and where else, often where we see these type of things hitting poor countries like Indonesia, but now it's not Indonesia. Now it's not a poor country, but now it's rather a wealthy country. So it's not just the poor that get the that suffer, but it's also those who are wealthy at present. And we should not think that anyone is exempt. Ultimately, for sinful reaction, for sin, there must be sinful reaction. It must come in some way or another. And of course, we as Vaishnavas are open and clear about that reality of life, and therefore are not surprised, just as in the same way as we know that birth ultimately means death, and we're not surprised by that death, whenever it may come. Similarly, we see that, yes, these things must happen and will happen. They're not just necessarily the predictions of some superstitious people. Srila Prabhupada wasn't a superstitious person, but he stated that, yes, material nature will just not tolerate endless exploitation, and neither can materialistic people just hope to get away with their materialistic lifestyle without some type of reaction. And here is a reaction in one place of the world. Where next? Where next? Hare Krishna.